Person. We thank the panelists for the insightful remarks. We agree that legal empowerment of rights holders advances civic participation, promotes rule of law, and creates equal opportunities for development. Access to justice is a fundamental right enshrined in Pakistan's constitution. Our government's vision of a new Pakistan is also anchored in promoting a culture of accountability. In order to facilitate speedy justice, Pakistan has harnessed the potential of e-governance and launched an online citizen portal, which serves as a grievance redressal mechanism. As of now, 2.6 out of 2.8 million complaints have been resolved. Judicial reforms are also underway in order to strengthen the legal coverage for the vulnerable. Establishment of separate courts for cases of sexual violence and child abuse attest to this fact. After the COVID outbreak, Pakistan took several timely measures to preserve the rights of its citizens to legal remedy. Courts prioritized hearing of urgent cases and provided interim relief in others. Madam Chairperson, access to justice has global dimensions. The COVID pandemic has driven home this point by exposing the glaring inequalities among states. Pakistan therefore stressed upon the need to reform international, financial, monetary, and economic institutions, which should work for the benefit of all, not to enrich the few. We also believe that a rules-based international order will remain elusive unless justice is served to people in UN-recognized situation of foreign occupation. We urge the global community to invest more efforts in addressing such unresolved disputes and hold the occupying powers to account for their widely documented human rights crimes. I thank you.